The fifth one, after he had given his life to Christ and all of that, the lad believed God that she, in fact, she was persuaded that she was okay. They were persuaded that there was not going to be a problem. And that, of course, the day of the delivery, of course, we were advising him, listen, wisdom. At the end of the day, anyway, let's make a long story short. She delivered safely and soundly, and there was no problem. And delivered naturally. SVD, like we call it. That's a medical terminology. You understand? All right? That's normal delivery. Now, the lady that was telling me that she was a member of Redeemed, and then she was telling me at the office, anytime I hear that testimony, I cringe because there are so many women there. They will go and do those things now, and then they will have problems. And she was pregnant. We're not very close. I still remember her name very well. I went to her and said, okay, come. This is your pregnancy. Pray specially about it. The reason is that anytime you go to church and you hear a testimony, what comes to your mind is not the power of God. It is, they will try it and they will die. She said that in my hearing at least, okay, let me not exaggerate. I am sure of at least two times, maybe more than that. I'm like, what are you saying? Then why do you bother going to church or to the camp? Do you understand my point? Listen, when she's talking, what she's telling me simply is that, forget that Jesus, that man will just lock you. Am I lying? What should a good Christian have said? Say, Father, that must be my testimony. Lord, this must be my testimony. I mean, there are more, maybe there are 500,000 people listening to it. You're cringing because of the women there. You have not reached up to give thanks. He said, I cringe. Those were her words. I cringe. Because the man, they colored the story a bit. She didn't say that to him. Don't add that last one to it. You're not very sure. Hey, if you try it, leave him. Oh, you know his faith is great. God doesn't always come around like that. Oh, instead of you considering the testimony of the loaves, like the Bible says, no, you haven't. Are you getting the point I'm making? That is, listen. What really do you want in life? That's what I'm saying. Do you want a testimony? You know, I've been telling any one of you that has dreams about doing business and all of that. Now, don't they charge for big dreams, though? Have you ever seen, government has never taxed anybody for dreaming big. So what plans do you have for your company? Well, I believe in God, amen, that one day, you know, right now, just a small transportation company, we have one vehicle, two keke napeps, and... But we believe, God, that after a while, we are going to have, at least for Nigeria to London route, we should have a 777. And then to New York, another 777. We'll use 747 to Johannesburg. And they will now say, okay, go and pay $1 million tax. Have you ever heard of that before? You know what I'm saying? Please, please, I'm begging you. Like Paul said, I'm begging you, be reconciled to God. My own begging is, please dream big. So that you can tell the story of the power of God. Are you getting my point?
Yes, sir.
One or two airline owners must come from here.
Yes.
Because I have said it too many times. It has to bear fruit. Yes. What I'm trying to say is, expect. Are you getting my point? Reach out. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, expect, value it. You will make decisions in life. Because that, you see, like I said, God is not trying to punish you or trying to make you pay for it. He's just trying to say, do you really value this thing? Is it important to you? Are you saying this is what you will, do you get my point? You will reach for no matter what. Listen, a lot of times, people think they are desperate, and in their desperate situations, listen, this is what you must be very careful of. in their desperate situations, they make wrong decisions, believing that God should understand. But what you have just proved to him is that that power is not important. I don't know whether you get what I say. Sometimes you say, a woman, she's going to church. You say, what? I'm believing God for a husband. Then after waiting for a long time, she marries a non-believer. I don't know whether I get my point. It's temptation. She just fell for temptation. Yes. You know, no, you should have understood that what God is saying is that, no, tell me, if I'm so important to you, are you getting my point? If I'm so important, there are areas that are no-go areas. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. That even if I don't even answer you, you're following me? Let's even assume that I decide that God, I'm God, I won't answer you again. That you should have known that that is a no-go area. The desperateness, the English is good, of the situation does not justify putting hand into some things. And you go and see the day that Saul disobeyed Samuel. As soon as he finished, Samuel showed. Now, you get my point? As soon as he was through, what happened? Samuel walked in. What does that tell you? Samuel was already coming. Samuel was coming. And because of the impatience of his soul, which I said, was it last Saturday I said it or last Tuesday? That you cannot, it's not about, he should have just waited. No. What was valuable to him was different. If the power of God was indeed what was valuable, look at the day they put that same Saul down. I know David, when people are following you, be very careful. Some of them don't get the point yet. The men of David say, okay, see now. One light, a light. One stroke. If I strike him twice, kill me. But you see, you know, I told you that life, especially in the area of ministry, has three levels. When I say ministry, now I mean ministry. They're not just about preaching. Any part of life. There's a calling, there is a choosing, and there's what? The establishing. Alright? Because David understood that only God could establish him. Do you follow my point? That was why he was afraid to touch Saul. It was not because he loved Saul. It was because he understood that if God doesn't establish me, I am not established. You are getting the point. That was the same principle that Nabal, Abigail, used to persuade him not to kill Nabal. Say, so, you know, one day God is going to establish you on the throne. What story are you going to tell about today? The guy's not true. The guy said not true. What am I saying? All those choices we have to make, God is using them to establish the amount of value that we place on certain issues. Like I've been telling you here and there that there are decisions I've had to make over the last few weeks. And as I'm making them, inspiration just the just by the way. I've not finished one book. That one's on its way to the press. I started another one. Then today, I went for a meeting. And the meeting was delayed. I just brought up my computer and wrote the first few paragraphs of the next book. Because this morning, as I was trying to brush my hair, I suddenly had inspiration. That's why I must carry a smartphone. I brought my phone out and quickly wrote the outline of a book. So when I sat down in the office, I wrote the first few paragraphs. There are enough messages to fill the whole time. You are getting the point I'm making. Listen, as we make those choices, which are actually expressions of the amount of value that we place in these things, all right? Then the power of God starts getting ready to move into our lives. I don't know why I'm just so emphatic about that, about what I'm about to say. I've said it several times. And that's the fact that I believe very strongly, not just in Nigeria, forget Nigeria for a moment. I mean, amongst those who are listening to me, either physically here or somebody is listening to this on a CD, I am so persuaded that from their lives, God wants to build things. And now, listen, I'm talking about physical things. Enterprises. You get my point? Businesses. political careers that they have not yet, as of today, they can't even imagine it. I'm persuaded. I am persuaded. And I'm praying a prayer for you, even as I'm praying now, that over the next few weeks and months, God will give you experiences that will force you to open your heart and enlarge your borders.
Amen.
That is, suddenly you won't be, look, that is, when you wake up, there are things you are dreaming about that are today. It appears as if they are inconceivable. Do you get my point? Because we are talking about the power of God. We're not talking about human strength. If you're a preacher, somebody will soon die where you are. And you will have to pray and the person will wake up.
Amen.
In fact, you do have to be a preacher. Whether you're a preacher or not is besides the point. Once you have a testimony of Jesus, that's all. They will soon call you into a place where things are scattered. Don't be afraid. Do you get my point? What did I say? Don't be afraid. Say, the man is about to die. Did they charge for laying on of hands? He said he laid hands on him, so he must pay. You heard of that before? Because God is going to pour power in somebody's direction, you will see the manifestation. Your mouth will open for 24 hours. Are you getting my point? Yes, your mouth. You know, I said something last time. Look, listen. As of today, or last week or something, I said it. 100,000 naira is the total worth of your business. In 2 years, 100 million naira is all you'll be talking about.
Amen.
Let me say it again. In 2 years, God will increase your business 1,000-fold. Is that 1,000 or a million fold? 1,000-fold. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it will be demonstrable that it was the power of God.
Amen.
Let me explain something to you. If you know people, there are places you can go to. Is that true?
Yes.
So you can easily imagine it. If you have a friend, let's assume your friend's name is Chiki or something. And they say, Chiki's uncle is now a minister. And you don't think anything of it too. But then, a few weeks down the line, and they say, where's Chiki now? He said, he's in Abuja now. They not see him. When they just dress by in a very nice dress, say, we're going for a meeting. Then instantly your mind goes, okay, ahead. That his uncle is now a minister. You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But listen to me. That's what human beings can conceive based on what they can see. Now listen to what I want to say. When the power of God begins to work in your life, what God will do will be such that your phone will ring. Oh God, you're about to laugh, all right? But please don't laugh. If you laugh, in Jesus' name, don't laugh. Okay, laugh now first so I can say what I want to say and you won't find it funny. Your phone will ring and you tell your friend, I'm sorry, that's the American Secretary of State. Let me take this call.
Amen.
You hear what I said? Because that one, an average person can't conceive it because they knew you today. This is not that your uncle is now a minister. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? No, your phone will ring. You say, that's Ban Ki-moon. He said he'll call this evening. I almost forgot. You know, the person will stop back and look at you first. Is it which Ban Ki-moon? Pastor Ban Ki-moon? No, I didn't say Pastor Ban Ki-moon. I said Ban Ki-moon. Sorry, please. The Ban Ki-moon I know is the UN Secretary General. I said, what's wrong with you? Are you deaf? I said, yes. Yeah, my friend, stop playing. John said, leave me. Next thing we hear, oh, okay, is that you? All right, I told you I will call. I'm sorry, I called a bit late. The man is Korean. Are you getting my point? That's what he means when he says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what you can ask or even think. And when that happens, you know it could only have been by the power of God. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? Now, listen. If you know this is the kind of thing the power of God does, now you understand why Paul said, I counted everything as what?
Loss.
As loss. The only reason we hear the name Gamaliel is because it's linked to Paul. And Gamaliel was one of the greatest teachers of that time. People who were better than Paul those days, nobody knows them today. But on this earth, at least 1 billion people read the words of Paul every day. Somebody say the power of God. Was it by struggles? No. I say this all the time. Paul could not have, he didn't have the ability, God didn't give it to him, I know, to conceive what those his letters will produce on this earth. Paul didn't have an idea. Listen, if and it's good God didn't tell him. You know, if he did, Paul would have not preached to anybody. He would also not be writing day and night. Listen, many of these letters were not, you know, it's you and I that call them epistles now. You know what I mean by epistle, as in doctrine. It was more of Timothy. We promised them we will come, but you know we can't come. So please get me some papers and pen. Begin to write. Explain to them that we are unable to come. But greet them. Yeah, that thing they wrote us about. Yeah, they were talking about that sister Priscilla, whose husband was going to divorce. They didn't know what to do. Tell them. Do you get my point? And they will explain. He said, hey, they were quarreling in Corinth. That's out of order. Now explain to them, and he'll be talking. I'll be talking. He was just writing to some people. At the end of the day, buy a postage stamp it, and the discharge letter. The letter goes. Say, okay, tell them that when they get there, let them read this letter. Because we can't write more than this, let them send for the other letter I wrote to the other church. Let them exchange letters, because we are very busy. That's all. Paul wasn't writing scripture. He wasn't writing a book. You know the way Pastor Banky would sit down and be writing. He wasn't writing a book. He wrote a letter. Okay, Philemon, take. When you go back, give to Philemon. Tell him I said this. Are you getting my point? And God, who was able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what he could ever ask or imagine, took those same letters and turned them to what we call scripture. Men fight these days in defense of these words. Do you understand that? People get healed reading these words. People find direction reading these words. There are times people pray. Suddenly, one page will open. And Paul will write. Just find one line that Paul wrote. And to an overseer must be above reproach. And the person gets an answer. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are getting my point? These were things this man could not have imagined. That's why he said, by the power of God, I am what I am. And his grace working towards me, I deliberately switched it so that you know that grace and power are the same thing. Alright? And his grace working towards me did not prove him. That is, by the manifestation of divine power, you will become something far beyond that which you ever imagined. Amen. What am I preaching today? If you understand that, then you have to show it in the way you behave. That you value it. That you do what? That you value it. By the time Joseph was running away from Mrs. Potiphar, that's what we're talking about. It was the value he placed upon the manifestation of the power of God. The question again, what do you really want in life? Me? I have found out that it is not money. No. It's nothing outward. Personally, the greatest, in quote, fear, the thing I want to avoid most in life, and God helping me, every decision I have to make to ensure that I avoid it, I will. The thing I want to avoid is that I went through life and all the glory and power that God ordained that I should experience, I didn't see it. On physically, listen, let me just tell you something now. Let's play it. You know when people come out of this poverty that's very plenty in Africa? You understand my point? Yes, they can't think beyond money. Do you understand my point? A big job, salary, plenty of money, that's all we can think about. Let me tell you again, that is not what God is discussing about you. You know why? The day you gave your life to Christ, poverty died. Let me say it again. All those, please, don't be angry with me the way I want to say it. I don't believe what I'm about to tell you, but since you, a lot of people hearing me believe it, let me just say it. All those witches worrying you, there were none, all right? That's why I said I don't believe it, but since you think so, let me tell you. All those witches worrying you, they died long ago. Are you getting my point? There were no witches worrying you, that's why I said I don't believe it. It's iniquity, is the background of darkness that was worrying people. Are you getting my point? And the day you give your life to Christ, and you said, this Jesus I will follow, all those things were wiped away. You are getting what I'm saying. So we are not discussing whether you will be healed, live long, or you'll be rich in life. That's not what we're discussing. What we are discussing is how much glory will you manifest on the earth. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's what we are discussing. Nobody is discussing that in this life too. Which I must drive a car. If an American hears you, he won't believe you're a Christian. Because in America, every idiot drives a car. How much more the wise people? So I can't imagine that we sit down and say, in this life too, in Jesus' name, I must drive a car. God said, if you want, I rain 10 on your head now, if you can stand the weight. So we're not discussing those things. Are you getting what I'm going to explain? We're not discussing, hey, one day, me too, I will go abroad. Listen, you will buy a house and dash somebody abroad. Do you get what I'm saying? That's not what we are discussing. What the issue is, that's what I am preaching. I don't have time for those. They can't imagine more than in this life too. Me too. I must see that place they call Dubai. Please. May you not be there when the tsunami will hit. We are saying how much glory will be manifested through your life. That's what we are discussing. No? You are getting my point? He's not there. Me too. This postgraduate they are doing abroad. Me too. I will do. If you want it, pray about it, you will get it. That's a foregone conclusion. What we are discussing is how many people will come and greet you in the morning that, sir, I need to go and take this course and only University of Liverpool is offering it. Will you be kind enough to give me a scholarship? I say, okay, go and see that person. Maximum £15,000. Give him. That's what we are talking about. That is, for you, it is not, I mean, no, it's how much glory you are going to manifest in life. Are you getting my point? That's what we are discussing. That's what we are discussing. That's what we are calling the manifestation of the power of God. Let nobody come and give me testimonies, praise the Lord. Bring me to avoid the television. When I give you a kick, you won't come near me again. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Listen, I'm not saying television is not hard to buy for some people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you buy television, just know that you were planning to build and throw them away. That is, don't if you buy a car, come and tell me the pastor, please. Come and provide. I don't want to see too much joy on your face. Do you hear what I said? I don't want to see too much joy. I prayed for you that you will buy a car, amen. But don't rejoice excessively. Good afternoon, sir. Do you mind coming to provide? I got a place to go. Don't talk to me like that, otherwise I will blow you. But what I'm just saying is that it's not a special achievement. You hear what I said? It's not what? A special achievement. Alright? When you have your 50th employee, I like that kind of testimony. Say, Pastor, do you know that Gary business I'm telling you about? Do you know today we hired the 50th person? Two of them are chemical engineers. That's what I want to hear. That's testimony. What did I say? That's testimony. What did I say? That's testimony. Come on, say, sir. 50 people. I don't care whether you came in a car or you took a taxi or you trekked down. Tell me, you have employed 50 people. I will buy a bottle of olive oil, use my teeth to open it. You will kneel down there. I will pray for you that they will become 50,000. You are getting what I'm saying? Please, that's what you and I are discussing. One day you will... No, anyway, let's pray. I've prophesied enough for the day. Yes, I have prophesied enough. But one day, me and you will be talking, your phone will ring, and you tell me, oh, it's the captain of the plane that just arrived. And you will tell him, call me back, I'm talking to Pastor Banky. Are you getting what I'm saying? They call him me back, I'm talking to Pastor Bank. And listen, one day, you and I will be talking. Minister of Aviation will call. And you say, Honorable Minister, I am so sorry. I will call you back. Please, sir. 10 minutes. What's happening? I'm talking to Pastor Banky. One day, me and you will talk. And your phone will ring. And the chief of staff to the president. And I tell you, the president needs to talk to you now. And you say, ah, put him on. But first, let him greet my pastor. You say, I'm telling you, because, oh, how do they greet the president again? Is your excellency or your holiness? He said, your excellency, I know you are very busy, but this man must bless you, sir. Then I will take the phone, assuming his name is Good Lord Jonathan. I say, President, good luck, it shall be well with you. And the man will say, amen. And I'll give you back the phone. And that whole day, people will know he talks to me. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
That's what we are discussing. No? Nobody should come as a pastor. Pray. Pray. Pray that one day my television will work. If I when I remove my shoe. I know you may not have TV now, but you will line wall to wall, line your TV with 72-inch LCDs, and God won't even be angry with you. We're talking about what? Glory. Tell your neighbor, glory.
Glory.
Power.
Power.
Tell the person,
it's not by power.
Not by human power.
Not by human
strength.
Not by human
know-how.
But by the Spirit of God.
So that is the power of God. Rise to your feet. Let's just quickly pray for a few minutes as we go. Now just simply say in your own way, say, Lord, that is what I want. Your power. The manifestation. Your glory. Divine health for my body. That is what I will experience. The manifestation of glory in life. That is what I will experience. Say it. I want to hear you say it. Declare it. Speak to yourself. Say, my soul, listen to this. This is what is most important for you. To experience the power of God. To experience the power of God. To experience the power of God. David said, a day in your courts is better than 1,000 days outside. That is, a day in your courts. That is, if I'm there for a day, feeding on the Spirit of God, on the power of God, I have more satisfaction than having a days anywhere, 1,000 days anywhere else. Say, Lord, this is what I want in my life. That your power will be manifested. That Nicodemus will come to me at night and say, this thing cannot happen except God is with you. That this thing cannot happen except God is with you. That this thing cannot happen except God is with you. Say, Lord, that is what I want in my life. That, Lord, that is what I want in my life. That is what I want to experience in my life. And I reach for it. Say, Lord, teach my heart to know what to do. A man came to Jesus and said, what must I do? What must I do? What must I do to gain eternal life? That what must I do to gain eternal life? That what must I do? Say, Lord, teach me what I must do. Say, Lord, teach me what I must do. Say, open my heart to understand. He said, the righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. Say, Lord, give me understanding. But what I want is for your power to be manifested in my life. Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And the Holy Spirit came. Say, Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit, because it is dwelling in me. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit, because he is dwelling with me. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Say, I am not alone, but the Holy Spirit is with me. Say, Lord, I am not alone, but the Holy Spirit is with me. Therefore, he leads me into all truth. He leads me into all truth. He leads me into all truth. I walk by this truth, and the glory of God is manifested in my life. Lord, my life will be a story of the manifestation of the power of God. My life will be a story of the manifestation of the power of God. My life will be a story of the manifestation of the power of God. That my life will be a story of the manifestation of the power of God. This is what I greatly desire. Listen. Anything you, especially as a child of God, anything you strongly desire, that's what God will give to you. That's a matter of fact. Why was it that God chose Joshua? I don't think that Moses appointed Joshua by himself. That is like, you follow me. It was Joshua that just came and said, this Moses, let me follow him. And I don't think he was following Moses because of Moses. It was following Moses because of what Moses used to tell them. So like the man is trying to learn the pathway to that place where the man goes to meet God. Why do I know that? Because many times Moses will go in to go and meet with God, and he will come out and go away. Joshua don't go Greek come out. He will remain there at that door. Which is that it was not Moses he was following. He was just using Moses to get somewhere. Are you getting my point? What Joshua wanted was to know God the way Moses did. Do you follow my point? As I want the God now showed up and said, don't worry, I will be with you the same way I was with Moses. You know, there was something that Charles Capps said, I listened to one of his messages many years ago, I remember that was 1992. He said that one day he prayed and he asked the Lord, why was it that John used to put his head on your chest and you didn't allow the other disciples? He said they didn't want it. So the Lord answered him and said, he was the only one that wanted it. If Peter had said, John, shift, I should say the Lord for not driver. You are getting what I'm not explaining? That this is what they wanted that they got. That's why I keep on begging you, please don't dream small. There are women who are dreaming, say, God, give me a rich husband. It's a very stupid dream. It's even stupid that when a man is dreaming that he should marry a rich wife. That's double stupidity. Dream great dreams. You are getting my point?
Yes, sir.
So big that waiting concern whether the man get money or not get the woman, it tells my own. That there will be plenty prosperity. Are you getting my point? To make all of us rich. Because it's the one you dream of you will get to. And so many of the things you think are great dreams, they are actually inferior dreams. They never reach anywhere. You are getting what I'm saying? That's why, beyond every ability to itemize, this is what I would like to experience in life. Say, God, I just want glory to be manifested in my life. Do you know, for God, it's easier to make somebody rich than to make somebody well. Do you know that? Yes, it is. Somebody touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Anointing came, and she was totally made whole. I don't know why my mind just goes there these days. Maybe that's what God wants to do in our lives. There are those people will touch you, and they will become rich.
Amen.
You know, there are different kinds of touching. Let me tell you what they call touch. You know, a lot of people, they will do Thanksgiving now. It's only this share that starts giving them contracts. That's touching. So, he said, what does it do? He said, he supplies Schlumberger equipment. Hey! Now, you don't know whether it is office pin he's supplying, no. You just heard that his supply is to Schlumberger. And you immediately move back, say, Baba. You get what I'm saying? That's one kind of touching. And I'm saying to you, one day somebody will touch you. And they will say, where are you coming from? Say, I just touched this. And people will shake. Say, wow, you are made. That's anointing. Tell your neighbor it's anointing. Say, I will be anointed.
I will be anointed.
If I know, sorry. Say, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
us better. I said, I am anointed. Listen, what I've just tried to do today is, let's focus on one thing. That God, that your power will be so manifested in my life, people who have deficiencies, financial deficiencies, health problems, they will touch me and they will be healed. Do you understand that? That is, God, I want to be so connected. The man that's still my hero till tomorrow is John G. Lake. Every day, what the man, he was working as if he was a rich man. I mean, the job he was doing, he made a lot of money. He said, but all he used to dream of is power of God flowing through him. And then one day he went somewhere. They went to go and pray for somebody. And then suddenly, he just suddenly felt heavens open. And something began to pour on him like somebody was pouring honey from a pot. He said he just sat down gently. They now called him to come and pray for the person. He said, what happened was that, I think, let me not forget, he said, if I touch, he began to tremble, vibrate so vigorously. He said, if I touch this lady that was sick, the lady will fall, from the vibration. So he said to just touch her gently. The guy who was touching, two of them came to pray. That one fell to the floor. And the fellow said, the Lord has filled you with his spirit. He went in the power of that spirit to South Africa. Turned the whole town, Spokane in Washington, to the healthiest city in America. They gave him a title, Dr. Lake. What they mean is that this man prayed for the sick so much that they were always getting with it. Gave him title, Doctor. So when you see Dr. John G. Lake, it's not PhD, it's not any other thing, just that the society said that this guy is a healer, is a doctor. Why did I tell the story? For a long time, what was just on his mind is what? The power of God. He was a preacher, so his manifestation came in one way. We have different ministries, amen? Amen? But the same power is available to everybody. So let your meditation every time be what? The power of God. You are not an average person. Amen. I say you are not an average person. Amen. You were built. He said, a body that has prepared for me. You were built. Your body was prepared to carry the power of God. You are a vessel of divine ability. You are a what? A vessel of divine ability. Therefore, in all that you do, you will prosper.
Amen.
Listen, please, what are we doing? You have to think these thoughts. Because the good Lord, I am persuaded, wants to release that glory onto this earth. And it's not lightning that will just strike from empty sky onto the earth. It passes through somebody. You are the conductor of divine lightning.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks for today.